I'm Jane Weaver, health editor of MSNBC.com, and I'm here today with Mark Lehner and Dr. Billy Goldberg. They're the authors of the bestsellers Why Do Men Have Nipples and Why Do Men Fall Asleep After Sex? And our first question today
is... Episode 37, Mark.
37.
Let's think about things you've done 37 times in your life. Okay. First question.
From Chris in Florida, who asks, why are my hands and feet always cold? And it must be pretty cold if Chris in Florida is feeling cold hands and feet.
Yeah.
Because it's
warm in Florida. You'd think he'd have hot hands.
And feet.
Yeah.
Yay! Thank you, Jane. Chris...
Chris, what can we tell you, huh?
put on some gloves and some socks.
Did you notice those new socks the Red Sox are wearing with the little toes? They're like gloves, but socks with little thing, individual toes. I thought those were kind of cute. You might consider that, Chris.
Do they give them better traction?
Is it a circulatory issue? Thank you, Jack. I just couldn't. I don't know why I'm stumped by this question. There's a lot of reasons.
They call them extremities?
Thank you, Mark. Okay. A lot of people have a lot of different reasons, and people sense heat and cold differently. There are some circulatory problems that you can have that can make you feel cold differently. There's Raynaud's syndrome, which is a syndrome where you have vascular spasm that has. And you may even see people sometimes on the ulnar side, which is the side where your pinky is, people's, part of their hands can actually turn white in the cold when they're immersed in cold water or when they're out in the cold. And that's a phenomenon that you get because of vascular spasm. There are some things, thyroid disease can make you perceive that you're cold when you're hypothyroid. That's one of the things we tend to think of. A variety of different things can make you feel that way, but some people just happen to be that way.
It's just who you are.
Or maybe they're just more sensitive to it. I mean, I wonder if they actually, if you put your hand on a temperature measure, if his hands are colder than somebody else's hands, or maybe he's just sensing it.
We would have to go to Florida to test this.
We'll get
Salad Girl to make us some. I'm going to mention Salad Girl in every podcast. Salad Girl will book us the trip down to Florida, and we'll go see Chris test his hands and feet.
This brings up another question. I hate putting Billy on the spot, but why are hands and feet always the most vulnerable, for instance, to frostbite, for instance?
Extremities.
That's why.
Yeah, because you clamp down those areas, they're more exposed, and those are more vulnerable. You decrease the blood flow to preserve blood flow to other areas.
That's it. That's why. That's it, Jane.
Okay. Mm. The next question
I would say that if his hands and feet are always cold and he's preserving that blood to heat up some other part of the body, he must have some hot...
Okay.
Okay. The next question from David McCarthy in Norwalk, Connecticut, who thinks this one is right up your alley.
Well, could I read this one, Jane?
Please do, Mark.